All right, guys, we're in lesson 14 today. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to look at the first 18 verses. And we're going to continue with Paul's discussion about freedom. Now, remember, he was talking about this in chapter 8 with regards to the issue of food, such as food that had been offered, particularly meat that had been offered to idols. And the mature would say, well, that's okay, an idol's nothing, I can eat that steak. But someone who's immature in the faith, who just came out of that temple worship to these false gods, would say, no, that was dedicated to a god. And so they just ate vegetables. They couldn't handle it. And so there was judgment and even scorn shown between the two. And he's talking about the issue of freedom. And he talked about that sometimes, if you're mature, you need to give up your right for the sake of the immature. Okay? Give up your right for the sake of the immature for the greater whole. Now, that is the principle that we have here in Scripture as far as how we're supposed to act with each other as believers. Okay? Now, it's not necessarily saying give up your right for somebody who's legalistic, because that's a whole nother category. Okay? But it's give up your right for the sake of somebody who's immature in the faith so that they can grow in Christ. So what Paul's going to do now in chapter 9 is he's going to give you an example of that. Okay? He's going to give you an example of what does that look like when we talk about doing that. Because that sounds good, right? Give up your rights for the sake of others, right? Sounds good. But what does that look like? Okay? He's going to show us that what it looks like through his own life, through his being an apostle. So I want you to notice with me, we're going to look first of all at verses 1 through 11, and we're going to talk about the rights of an apostle. Now, as an apostle, there were certain things that he had a right to do, and he's going to talk about them here. So look with me at verse 1. Paul says this, "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier in his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruits? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, 'You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain.' Is it for the ox that God is concerned? Does he not certainly speak for our sake? It was written for our sake because the plowman should plow in hope and the thresher should thresh in hope of sharing in the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you?" It's an interesting conversation here. What in the world is he talking about, George? Okay, well, remember, he's going to give you an example of somebody who has rights who's setting them aside. So the first thing he's going to do here in these first 11 verses, he's going to talk about what his rights are. Okay? He's got certain rights as an apostle. So let's take a look at what they are. So first of all, Paul is an apostle in the truest sense since he witnessed the risen Christ. Now, in order to be an apostle, you had to have seen the risen Christ. And did Paul see the risen Christ? Yeah, on the road to Damascus. In fact, if you read in Acts, from that time on, in the passages concerning Paul, it is amazing to me that there are many little references that we can overlook where it talks about the Lord coming and meeting with Paul. So it's not just he had a one-time meeting with the Lord. It talks about him having several meetings with the Lord. That's kind of amazing. So he's an apostle in the truest sense. He points out that they are an evidence of his apostleship. Now, who's they? The Corinthians. He talks about their existence, their salvation, their existence as a church is an evidence of the fact that he is an apostle. Okay? So it's an evidence of his being an apostle. Now, he's going to respond to some critics here in verse 3, because there were some people who would say that Paul wasn't, and they did, very, very vocal in that day, who were very vocal that Paul wasn't an apostle. They particularly were the ones who wanted everybody to follow the Jewish law. Their concept was, in order for you to become a Christian, you had to become a Jew first. And Paul was saying, no, I've been called by Jesus to be an apostle to who? The Gentiles. So in verse 3, he says, this is my defense to those who would examine me. So here's what he's saying. He's going to respond. Paul was criticized for not exercising the rights of an apostle. So part of what the criticism was is Paul doesn't exercise his rights as an apostle. That's kind of a funny way to approach it, isn't it? He's not an apostle because he doesn't do the things the apostles do. He's not claiming the rights as an apostle. Now, you would think that's kind of crazy thinking, but for some reason they thought that was a valid thing, that if he was an apostle, he should be claiming these certain rights. And because he isn't, he's not an apostle. You know, that's really weird thinking, right? Go ahead, Mike. Probably they were known as, we would call them legalists, but they would be those in the church who felt you had to keep the Old Testament law. They're probably, some of them were originating from the Pharisaical order or have been influenced by them. They were the law keepers. They would say that if you're a Gentile, in order for you to be a Christian, you need to be circumcised. No, these are the Jews. These are they're also known as Judaizers, okay? And so they would say, well, he's not using his right. How can he be an apostle? He's not even doing the things the apostles do. What do you mean, doing the things? Well, he's going to give a list of things that the apostles were able to do. Paul's not doing them. It's the Jewish segment. We've got to remind ourselves, remember, that when you're talking about the early church, so this would be sometime around AD 40-something, AD 50, most of these churches were made up of Jews as well as Gentiles who would come to faith. Remember, Paul would first go and evangelize where? In the synagogue. And when he was rejected by the synagogue, he would say in a book of Acts, I'm going to the Gentiles.